Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day. Indeed, it is a day that the Lord has made, and might we always rejoice and be glad in it. As we come to worship and celebrate around the world with our brothers and sisters on this day of World Communion, it is our hope and prayer that Christ will touch our hearts, our minds, and our spirits in some unique and special ways. And may the peace of Christ be with you. And let us rise and pass the peace of Christ.
Good morning and welcome. Let's see, who can scurry the fastest back to their seat? Who gets the prize? I don't know, Bev, you're hustling, Bev. I think you get the prize today. But anyway, on a serious note, good morning and welcome to all, and especially a welcome to our visitors this morning. And we do have, I just pointed out Bev and her family, that we have a wonderful baptism awaiting us. So again, welcome to all here this morning. And as I share the announcements, I would ask that you sign the pad in the red folder that's located at the end of the pew. This marks your attendance and also gives you an opportunity if you want any additional information on the church about joining and such. Also, for visitors, if you would like some specific information this morning, you can see one of our ushers, or there are some little packets hanging on the Shepherd's Crook in the narthex. And as I tell you a little bit about next Sunday, Eric's going to make his way to the podium. But next Sunday, we have some fun. Actually, the next three announcements, my two and Eric, is fun, fun, fun. We have our music dedication Sunday and a hymn sing, one of my favorite times of the year. And there's a little green slip. I don't have it up here to show you, but you all know what a little green slip is. Maybe Diane has one. But it gives you the opportunity. Oh, it's a pretty fluorescent lime green. Gives you the opportunity to indicate your favorite hymn on here. So take a moment prior to the offering. You can stick it in the offering plate if you're ready. But if you really want to give it some thought, please bring it forward to Diane at the end of service, or even on your way out, hand it to me, or put it on the half door in the office. But it's a fun time, and Diane says that she's going to try to accommodate everyone's request, and I know in the past that she has done that, and it is a very fun morning. And also next Sunday is our soup luncheon, another of my favorite times here at our church, and that is sponsored by the Outreach Committee. And oh man, this weather, I wish Soup Sunday was today, but we might have that same gloomy gust weather, and we'll really love it next week. But our Soup Sunday, it's a free will offering, whatever you feel impelled to give, and you get delicious soups, as much as you can eat, and sandwiches, beverage, and dessert. So please plan on spending your after-service lunch date here at the church. Now Eric has an announcement.
Good morning. So I just wanted to highlight for you, it's in your bulletin, but this week on Wednesday, the Nurture Committee is sponsoring a hayride at Kerber's Dairy. And we would just invite you all to come out. There is a fee for this. It's $8.50. But this fee covers a hayride, an ice cream cone, and a small pumpkin. Children 12 and under are free. So we would just encourage you all to sign up for this. I'm going to pass the clipboard around. And we hope to see you there. It starts at 7 p.m. So show up there, and we'll have a great time. Thanks. You have to sign up, please, if you're bringing a child especially, because the church is covering the cost of the children. So,
like I said, lots of fun, fun, fun happening from midweek on. A hayride, that is at Kerber's, and it's for all ages. It's not just limited to young families with small children. Lots of us can reminisce and remember those days of smelling fresh hay, and of course Kerber's ice cream. How can you pass that up? And one more announcement I have from the bulletin. The Finance Committee, headed by Laurie, wanted to remind me that the Rata Cutlery catalogs are in, and they're on the table in the narthex. We've been waiting for those cutlery catalogs so that you can get your orders in, especially the holidays are right around the corner. They will make perfect Christmas gifts. And also then a final reminder to please read your bulletin for other announcements, meetings, and events in the life of our church. I would ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. In this world of hardship and pain, in a time when the pious struggle to make ends meet, in this world of hardship and pain, please remain standing and join in our unison prayer, also printed in your bulletin. Almighty God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors through the words of your prophets, but today you speak to us through a son. Help us to become like children again and rejoice in your kingdom, even as we teach you to walk in your ways and trust in your spirit. Amen.
I would invite you now to turn on the front of your worship folder, hymnal, to page 39. And I would invite your family to come on up. I would invite you to follow along in the front of our hymnals this morning of that baptismal covenant number 2. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the baptism, the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, and we are given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. So to you as mom and dad, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And will you nurture this child, Owen, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he will be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. If you would turn over to page 41 to the paragraph marked number 10. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and to this child who will receive it to wash away his sin, clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. What name is given to this child?
Owen Patrick.
Owen Patrick. I think his hand had access. Owen Patrick, baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. God having worked within you through the Holy Spirit, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to make sure his hair's slicked down for pictures. Does he look good? All right.
Show him the truth, you know my to be. Welcome.
members of the household of God, I commend this child to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. And now I invite you to turn to our worship folder for the final paragraph in congregational response where the wording is corrected from General Conference. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in the congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. You're just too precious.
Please stand and join in our hymn of praise, number 277, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Be seated. Good morning. Good morning. How are you all today? A couple more. Oh, I see more coming. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come on. You come at 8:30 in the morning, 8:15. You don't want to? Oh, come on, have a party with us. So is school going well? No? Yes? Did you play in the leaves this weekend at all?
We don't have much leaves.
You don't have many leaves. Ugh. You had inside recess? Why? Because it was raining. Yes, I know. And did you have... Anybody have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches this week? Oh, what kind of jelly? Grape?
No.
Strawberry?
Yeah.
Pumpkin?
No.
Well, when we sit like this, I'm always reminded of the story today about Jesus and the little children. And you know, Jesus was sitting teaching. And so moms and dads brought their little boys and girls to Jesus. And do you know what the disciples said? Those disciples just weren't with it that day. You know what they said? Get away from him! Do you think that was right?
Would you want to sit with Jesus?
Yeah.
I would. And when Jesus realized that the disciples were telling the parents and the little children to go away, Jesus got a little angry at his disciples because he wanted the children to sit right here and right here, and he hugged them and blessed them. I bet a few even got a kiss on their head. All right. Did you ever have grandparents kiss you on the head? Mom and dad kiss you on the head? Yeah. Yes. So we need to remember that Jesus always wants children to come to him. How old are children? 28? 8? 2? 0? 104? I'll bet we're all God's children. I'm still one of God's children. So's everybody out there. So Jesus wants all of us to come and get a blessing and to sit on his lap and feel the presence of God with us all the time. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. And we are thankful that you want every one of us to come and to have a blessing and a hug from you. Continue to bless these boys and girls as they live and grow. And bless their moms and dads and everyone that cares with them this week. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Diane and choir, for the beautiful song in preparation for our upcoming World Communion. And we are now at the time of our worship for our responsive reading. It can be found in your red hymnal. It is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10 on page 757 of your red hymnal. Please respond to my prompt. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies be so.
Let none that wait for you be put to shame. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Lead me in your truth and teach me. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, the Lord instructs sinners in the way and leads the humble in what is right and teaches them their way. I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. Merciful God, for whom and through all things exist, you are the sovereign of the universe. Yet you have named us among your beloved children and call us to live as brothers and sisters of Christ. On this World Communion Sunday, we rejoice that you gather us around the table of your Son, the risen Lord. May our offering reach out to bring hope and grace to near and distant neighbors whom you know and love. We pray all of this in the most excellent name of Jesus. Amen.
Please be seated. Come at a time in our service to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you turn on the back of our worship folder, you'll see those individuals that we list on our prayer list. And I have some additions this morning. Bob Arthur, who is Pat's father, he passed away this week, so we'll want to keep Patty and her family in our prayers. Larry is a patient at Forbes Hospital and scheduled surgery coming up. So we'll want to remember Larry as well. And Phil just handed me, evidently, Shirley's funeral home called this morning to say that Gloria Myers has passed. And so there are no arrangements until they meet with the family later on today. So all of those individuals will want to keep in our prayers, as well as those families for the shooting deaths and that situation on the West Coast. I know there was a small airplane that crashed, and there was multiple fatalities there. There's the flooding on the East Coast. I texted my brother yesterday, who lives in Charleston, South Carolina, and I said, "Hey, do you have any water?" He says, "I don't know. I'm up for the Clemson football game." So I don't know what he's going to find when he tries to get home later today. We'll see. I know his house is about this high, so at least he's safe for a while. But to see those floodwaters on some of those homes, I'm glad we're on higher ground. Of course, all of those individuals then in our midst that are grieving the loss of loved ones and celebrating births and those that are facing procedures and lacking health and wholeness, let us remember them in our prayers in the coming days and weeks. Let us now.
My daughter Megan is here today, but especially want to welcome my future son-in-law, P.J. Shuey. Thank you.
That wedding's coming up, what, in...
April.
April. April 8th.
Yes.
I remember that date.
Yes.
I remember that date well. It's when I got married. So we'll share our anniversaries together. Let us unite our hearts and our spirits then. Hymn number 620. One bread, one body.
Thank you.
Gracious and loving God, you have sent your Son into the world to become that one body and that one bread, that one cup for us all. And we, O God, are grateful for the presence, the power, the teachings of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one who was, who is, and who will forever be, the one who comes into our world and invites us into his presence and challenges us each and every day to become more Christ-like in our daily lives and living. Oh God, we pray for your gifts and blessings upon each and every one of us. We pray for gifts and the anointing of your Spirit that we might be your faithful servants and children, your disciples in the world. Oh God, as we come today, we are mindful of those that need to be lifted up in prayer. Those joys and concerns, oh God, that have been voiced this day, those that are printed on our prayer concerns, and those situations, oh God, that are on our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, but just today cannot be made public. We pray for families that are grieving. We pray for those that are wandering and adrift, for those who are the homeless, those in the society around us who are the lost, the least, the lonely, and those that the world pushes aside because they feel there is no value. But we know, O God, that all of us have value to you. For we are reminded of that story of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who leaves the 99 and searches for that one. That one, each and every one of us. Oh God, we pray for the mission and ministry that is represented here today by your people. Ministry and mission through this church, mission and ministry through individuals and families that are represented here this day outside the walls of this place. Oh God, indeed, may we be faithful. For you have blessed each and every one of us that we in turn might be a blessing to those around us, those that we interact with today and this week. Oh God, we pray that your light might shine and radiate through each and every one of us. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear these words of Scripture from Mark's Gospel, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Hear these words that come to us from the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 13. People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. But the disciples scolded them. When Jesus saw this, he grew angry and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't come to God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." And then he hugged the children and bless them. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living. Give us now a sense of rest and peace from those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. This passage of Scripture begs for the question, are you a child of God? What is a child of God? Who is a child of God? We read some terms in the Scripture, child of God and sons of God. But I believe all of us have been created by God. And this then would lead me to believe that we are all children of God. I remember not too long ago at a funeral service where a young man had died, and this young man had, well, over the years, developed issues of dependency. And at his funeral, as one of our United Methodist colleagues was preaching this funeral service for the family who the dad also happened to be a clergy person, after the funeral, one of our other clergy person came up and challenged the preacher for calling this young man a child of God because of his past, and said, "How dare you call him a child of God?" I wasn't around, but I heard of that story after the fact, and I can't tell you the thoughts that went through my head. Jesus taught that we need to come to him as God's children. Jesus taught that being a child of God, even though it is an individual matter, whether we claim that relationship or not, that it's based on the effects of our knowledge of God in our life. That being a child of God is not a privileged status given to an elect nation, but how God fits into our life, and do we recognize that? And I don't know of any of us as God's children who live lives perfectly. Is God involved in your life? Then you're a child of God. But what does this mean? And how do we live it out? That's the difficult part. In the sayings of Jesus throughout Scripture, we're led to believe that to be a child of God is to allow the presence of Almighty God to show throughout our lives within our daily living. And yes, that some days is easier than it is other days. Are we becoming more Christ-like, more God-like? And that's easier said than done every day as well. The words of John Wesley would be, are we moving on to perfection? But Jesus challenges us to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And he also says in Luke's gospel, but love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked.
Be merciful just as Almighty God is merciful. Now, in this passage of Scripture this morning, the standard norm for children was that children were not allowed to disturb the teacher and his students. But once again, the disciples intervening and trying to get the children to leave Jesus just shows that the disciples have not yet grasped a hold of Jesus' mission and ministry, which is inclusive and not exclusive. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, Jesus says, will not enter it. Children were not considered persons in their own right. They had no status, no power, no position in society, yet Jesus insists that God's rule exists for the lowly. The child in ancient days, these children were dependent upon their father. The father decided whether or not the child would be accepted into the family. The child belonged to the father and was subject to the father and his authority even as adults. The saying to receive the kingdom like a child then must refer to this radical dependence of a child upon the father for any status, for any inheritance, or even in some families where the child might be abandoned and left to die, the child was dependent upon his father for life itself. And so these words warn the disciples, warn us, that we are really dependent upon God's radical grace. Radically dependent upon God's grace and God's forgiveness. The grace of this holy meal that is before us today. A meal that comes to us through the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. It's through God's grace that we are given status, that we are given inheritance, that we are given life itself. People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. But the disciples scolded them. But when Jesus saw this, he grew angry at the disciples and said to them, "Look, you need to allow these little children to come into my presence. Don't keep them away. Don't forbid them. Because God's kingdom belongs to people who will come like these little children. I assure you that whoever does not welcome God's kingdom like a child, knowing that they need to rely on God's kingdom for inheritance, for status, for life itself, well, then they can't come and enter it." And then Jesus hugged the children and blessed them. In this holy meal today, let us come to Jesus. And as we come, let us remember. Let us remember that night when Jesus gathered with his disciples in that upper room. It was a meal that was prepared, a meal that symbolized the Hebrews' deliverance from slavery of some 500 years in Egypt. That Seder meal reminded them of God's angel of death going through the land, where if that marking of blood was not on the doorway from that lamb that was slain that night, if that marking was not there, then the firstborn of every person and every animal died that night. They were then delivered by the blood of the lamb as they left Egypt and went into the promised land and made preparations to go into that land some 40 years later. But that night, as Jesus was sharing that holy meal, he took bread. He lifted that bread to the heavens, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, and it's broken for you." And then he said, "Eat and remember me." The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken then for you today. And as that supper was coming to a close, Jesus picked up a cup. He said, "This cup is the blood of a new covenant. My blood that is shed for you." Now the disciples knew well about blood being shed as part of the sacrificial system. And imagine some of the questionings. What's he talking about? His blood being shed. And that final complete sacrifice was offered. As Christ says, "Drink and remember me." This morning you will notice as the trays of bread are passed, hold your bread together, and then as one body we will commune. But the breads are different kinds, different colors, different shapes, different sizes, representing our brothers and sisters that gather with us today around the world to receive communion on World Communion Day. I want to remind you that in the United Methodist Church, we practice open communion. This table is open to all. This is that time of year when there are yard signs all over the place. Doesn't matter your theological position on any issue. It doesn't matter your position on any church view. It doesn't matter whether you are young or old, male or female, black or white. It doesn't matter. For through this meal, your past is forgiven and wiped away to remembered no more. And Christ invites us to come. The ushers will wait upon you. Pass to your brothers and sisters, hold the elements, and then together as one body, we will commune together. Christ invites us all. Let us come. Simple piece of bread, but given eternal significance, and the best gift of everything you've ever received, of all of the gifts you've ever received. This, my friends, is the most precious. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's been broken for you. Eat and remember him. Amen. the cup of the new covenant, the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for an imperfect world to seek to make us perfect. Receive grace and forgiveness this day, that all is forgiven, and drink and remember Him. Amen. Gracious and loving God, Your presence is upon us and within us. And in this holy mystery, we experience Your grace and forgiveness. O God, continue to bless us and empower us to be Your church, to be Your children, to be Your servants to the world. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. Gracious and loving God, how can we thank You for the love of Jesus Christ, the one who seeks to shepherd us, to guide us, to walk with us as we journey through our daily lives and living. May we always remember the love of Jesus Christ and that He seeks to surround us with His loving and caring arms, to bless us, to anoint us, and to send us into the world to be Your children, Your servants, Your disciples to the world. For we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.